It's time for Senior Talk with Carol Higgins Taylor, a show designed with seniors in mind. Carol discusses everything from Social Security to senior housing, medication to Medicare, and so much more. And now, your award-winning host, Carol Higgins Taylor.
Hi, and thank you for joining me today. It is fall, which means craft fairs and candy apples and Medicare Part D. Open enrollment to get your Medicare Part D plan is October 15th. Through December 7th. And my guests are Kelsey Barnes. She is the Aging and Disability Resource Center Manager at My Old Stomping Grounds, Eastern Area Agency on Aging, newly located in Brewer. So they used to be on Essex Street and have moved up to a beautiful new build. Well, not a new building, but it's in the little strip mall in Brewer there by Dollar Tree. It's really nice. Lots more space so they can do lots more services. Still wellness classes, Kelsey, at the Airport Mall in Bangor. So, and I also have with me Harris Madsen, so nice to see you again, who is a State Health Insurance Assistance Program, also known as SHIP, counselor, volunteer at Eastern, and helps people navigate the world that is Medicare. And it is tricky. Great program, but it can be hard. It can be hard to navigate. So open enrollment, Kelsey, is started October 15th, so we're just barely into it. Tell me what Medicare Part D is, and so far as you have to sign up for this, and about what open enrollment means to people.
Yeah, so it's very important during Medicare open enrollment to review your plans. So you can go from Medicare Advantage to Original Medicare. You could change your Medicare Advantage plan. What we see the most of are reviewing your Part D plan, so your prescription drug plan. It's really important to check it every year because things can change. Premiums change. What medications are covered are changed. So don't assume that just because a plan worked for you in the past year means that starting January 1st, 2020, that it's going to continue to work for you and to have the same coverage and costs that you had before.
And if someone is new to Medicare, you have to have a Part D plan or you'll be penalized, right? If you don't have creditable coverage through another TRICARE or if you're still working.
Yes, you will.
Yep. So, and that stays with you too. It's not just for this year.
Correct. So every month that you don't sign up, it will accrue. The only really way to get rid of that, if you happen to qualify, there's the Medicare Savings Program. So if you were lower income and happen to have a penalty, if you qualified for that program, you would no longer have that.
So it's important to sign up between, up through December 7th for a Medicare Part D program. But it's not just about the prescription drug program. Open enrollment is for everything. You can get, Harris, we were talking before the show started that you sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan or a Medigap policy, Medicare supplement policy. If you are new to Medicare, this open enrollment does not apply to you, correct?
Correct.
You have way more time.
Yep. But let's go back. Open enrollment means that you can review any plan that you have with Medicare.
Like a clean slate?
Open enrollment allows you to change your Part D, allows you to change your Advantage plan, or allows you to change your original Medicare plan. So it's really a broad way to review the coverage that you're currently getting and find out, is there a better way to do it with equal coverage and less cost?
And costs can change and formularies change. People really should look at that.
Yeah, I often say the advantage of Medicare is it has lots of options. The disadvantage of Medicare is it has lots of options. But the good news is, just from the Part D prescription drug plan, there are over 25 plans that you can choose from if you live in this area. So my advice is you can always find a plan that works your needs. You need to look at two things, both the cost of the premium and the cost of the medications when you go to the drugstore. And where you buy your medications makes a difference. There are three types of pharmacies, in essence, associated with any plan: out-of-network, in-network, preferred network. And if you used a preferred network pharmacy, you can sometimes reduce your out-of-pocket cost by over 40%.
What about mail-in pharmacies?
They can be extremely good. My personal experiences. They're very, very good. They're often less costly. Some people react to the idea that it comes in the mail and it may be lost, or it only comes once every 90 days. I have not found that to be an issue with the people that I talk with.
I think it's great because you don't have to go to the pharmacy.
True.
So in the winter, in bad weather, if you're housebound, and just the convenience of doing a mail away. And there are several. There's one in Maine, Eye Care Pharmacy, who's located in, I want to say, Fort Kent, that people can sign up for. But if they like hanging out at their pharmacy, go there. Just make sure that the drugs are the cheapest that they can get them, because they can vary from pharmacy to pharmacy pretty significantly. I had that experience a few years ago. Just went to one well-known pharmacy, and it was really high, and went to Hannaford, and it was like, I don't know, 25, 30% less.
Right. The other question is, if you get to the checkout at a pharmacy and a particular medication is rather expensive, ask the pharmacy, if I do not use my prescription drug plan, is there a least expensive way to do it? They can't volunteer that information, but if you ask, they will help you find. So there may be cases where not using your Part D is a better option, and using what the pharmacy has for discounts.
Because I know Hannaford has that, I don't know what it's called, smart prescription, or one of those type of cards.
Almost every pharmacy has some access.
In-house.
Yeah.
And you can do that. So I think some people think, I have insurance, so I have to use that insurance card.
Not necessarily true. If you can save money by not using the card, our recommendation is save the money.
And do you recommend that people really take the time to look at their Advantage, if they have an Advantage plan, to look at the differences? Because it is a lot of work, and I think some people may think, this is just a lot to deal with. It's not that bad. I'm just going to keep it.
One of the good news is of the new Plan Finder is it's very easy to select three different Advantage plans and say compare, and they line them up column by column by column. So you can see what each plan provides. The real question to me is, what does your current provider accept? So my advice has been, call the office that you're working with, the professional, the PCP, and talk to the people in the front end and say, which of these plans do you have the most success with? Because the front end staff will give you a very honest answer, and that's the people that will give you the best advice.
I think that's a really good point, too, is don't talk to your doctor about this. They're not going to know. They're not trained in it. They're
it's
trained to heal
job.
You. They're not going to play with your insurance. The front desk people are the ones. But let's break it down, and this is for either one of you. What does traditional Medicare offer? What is a Medigap policy or a Medigap or supplemental policy, and what is Advantage? What are the similarities? What are the differences, and what are the costs?
Here's the way I explain it. Original Medicare is a system that says the insurance company is going to pay the bill. And if you buy original Medicare Part A, Part B, Part D is prescription drug, and then a Medigap, if you pay the insurance premium and you buy a Plan G, let's say, you will never see a bill from the hospital, the doctor, or the lab. The insurance company will pay all your costs as long as you pay the premiums. An Advantage plan is an agreement between you and the insurance company that together you'll fund the costs. So there's co-pays and deductibles. Okay. The insurance company pays some, you pay other. Advantage plans all have an out-of-pocket cap, as low as $4,500, as high as $10,000. So Advantage plans, yes, cost you out-of-pocket, but you're protected. So if the cap was $10,000, the $10,000 and one first dollar would be paid by the insurance company.
Does original Medicare or any supplemental policies, do they have that cap of out-of-pocket expenses?
My answer to that is it's not called a cap, but if you buy original Medicare, so you have Part A, Part B, a Part D, and a Medigap.
And so your original Medicare is $135.
$144.50 starting the 1st of January.
Terrific. So $144.50.
And then about $195 for a Medigap policy.
So now we're looking, and that's an addition.
Okay.
So now we're looking at $350.
And about $30 for a prescription drug. Okay.
So now we're looking at about $380 on average.
Okay. If you are able to pay that, then the insurance company picks up all your bill. But recognize if you go to an Advantage plan, you still have to pay the $144.50. So the difference is that about $240 more, because you have to pay Part D, whether it's original or an Advantage.
You never get out of paying Part D.
Part B.
You're always going to pay that $144.50 starting in January 1st.
Unless you've had credible coverage by your employer or something like that.
Okay. But if you have Medicare, you're going to pay. Getting an Advantage plan does not exempt you from paying the $144.50 starting January 1st. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this and really explore, too, the differences of Advantage. Because if something happens, it sounds like a lot up front, but if something happens and you're hospitalized, that $10,000 goes pretty quickly. Stay with us. We will be right back talking about Medicare. Hi, we're back talking with Harris Madsen and Kelsey Barnes, Medicare. So when we left, we were talking about the Medicare premium, and I said $144.50. It's you corrected me in the break. It's $144.30. As the 1st of January, January 1st, 2020, will be the new Medicare Part B premium. Medicare Part A is free.
If you've worked 40 quarters.
If you worked 40 quarters. It's free. And so even if you get a supplemental plan, still paying the $144, if you get an Advantage plan, still paying the $144, you're going to pay the Medicare Part B premium no matter what else you buy. So you can do Medicare Part B, A and B, and a supplemental plan that will pick up, because Medicare does, 80%-ish?
Correct.
And so the Medigap, a.k.a. Medicare supplement policy, will pick up that 20%.
There's about 8 to 10 different kinds of Medicare Medigap policies. But the gold standard is, as of the 1st of January, will be a Plan G. And if you buy a Plan G, the least expensive plan is about $195 a month right now. And all these plans provide the same level of coverage, so you buy based on costs. Company A may sell it to you for $199 a month. Company B might sell it for $300 a month. There's no more insurance. There's no more coverage. There's just more payment out of your pocket. So you buy a Medigap based on the cost, the least cost plan from that. That company makes the biggest difference.
Because they are all the same.
They are regulated by the federal government that if you buy a Plan G, it must cover everything, whether you buy it from Company A, B, or C. So you buy on the basis of cost.
So you can get fancy and buy it from Company A, or you can buy a lower one, kind of the target brand, for just using that as an example. They don't have a policy for...
Right. And you're going to get the same coverage. The doctor's going to get the same payment. The hospital's going to get the same payment. You're going to get the same medical coverage. So don't pay more.
So let's talk about, and I know that you're not going to tell anybody what to do, but those plans are a pretty good idea, especially if you have a lot of doctor visits.
The advantage is if you can afford the premiums, then you can go to any Medicare doctor and any Medicare facility in the United States. I have a friend that has a surgeon that he likes a lot in Tucson. He gets on the airplane, flies to Tucson, uses his Medigap policy. He's totally covered. He doesn't need a referral. He can go any place he wants as long as he's using a Medicare facility and a Medicare provider.
Okay. And so it's roughly $2,400 a year.
Correct.
And if you start breaking that down to, if you look at your premiums, not your premiums, your copays and whatnot from the prior year, that might give you an idea of whether or not this is.
Right.
And then it's also insurance as to what might happen. But then there's a Part D, the drug plan that you can attack on top of that.
Right, which is notionally the ones that I see the most are around $30 a month. And then sometimes there's a copay when you go to the pharmacy, and it can be as little as a dollar or otherwise. And that's all about which medications you take.
So let me ask this. Will the Medigap policy pick up the copay of the Medicare Part D policy?
No.
So
separate policy.
Took a shot.
Yeah. The gaps are one policy. So in essence, if you're in original Medicare, you end up with three cards. You have your traditional Medicare card, you have a card for prescription drugs, and you have a card, the Medigap card.
Okay.
Now, I don't want to undersell Advantage plans.
No, because they cover more stuff sometimes.
Yes and no. But the issue is you don't get any better or any more health insurance coverage with an Advantage versus original. It's who pays the bill. With an original, the insurance company's paying the bill. With an Advantage company, your same quality of care, it's just you and the insurance company are sharing the cost. You need to work within a network, and you need to use their providers. But you don't shortchange yourself with the quality of care.
Okay, so break this down for me, because I'm not sure I totally get it. So Medicare Part B, you have to have anyway, and then you can buy a Medicare Advantage plan.
Correct.
What is the advantage of getting the Advantage plan if you're already paying for traditional Medicare because the government is not letting you out of that no matter what you buy?
Let me look. In other words,
talk to me like I'm four.
The cost of having Medicare is you have to have Part A and Part B.
Okay.
If you go to original, that's the case. If you go to an Advantage, rather than keeping that $144.30 inside the Medicare facility, it's given to a private insurance company to manage your care and to provide you the care.
Okay, so then it's like private Medicare.
Bingo.
And then, but there's another, is there a cost on top of that with the Medicare Advantage?
There may or may not be. Some of the premiums are no more than the $144 Part B.
Okay.
Sometimes you can pay a premium up to $90, okay, in addition. The issue is when you use an Advantage plan, when you go to the doctor, the copay could be zero if it's in-network, could be $25 if it's out-of-network. If you go to a specialist, it could be $25 in the network, $60 outside of the network. When you go to the ER, the traditional fee is $90 flat fee. Walk-ins, $45. Using an ambulance is $300. So there are fixed costs that reduce your outlay. So if you don't use the medical facilities much and you don't have a lot of money, an Advantage plan can be an extremely good value.
And you can take it. That also goes nationwide if you're on vacation.
For the emergency services, not preventive or routine services.
All right. When we come back, we will talk more about this and about the open enrollment, how you can sign up either at Eastern or online or on the phone. Stay with us. We'll be right back. More to come. Hi, we're back. So, Harris, you were talking to me about during the break, this isn't a one and done. You're not married to this plan.
Right. One of the strengths of Medicare is if you pick a plan, whether it's original Medicare or an Advantage, you have options to change. And if your situation changes from a health perspective or an income perspective, you can move from an Advantage to original or original to Advantage. And don't lose sight of that fact so that you can always find a plan that will work your issue from a health perspective and from a cost perspective.
You gave a hip replacement kind of example.
If you knew that you were going to have elective significant surgery and you were in an Advantage plan, if that Advantage plan was going to cost you more than you thought you could afford, you could move out of an Advantage plan, move into original Medicare, buy a plan, a Part G in essence, a Medigap.
Medigap supplemental.
And it would pay all the bill and you would not have any out-of-pocket expenses. So you just need to have some planning. That's not going to work if you have a cardiac arrest because you were in an accident.
Only for planned. But learning to work and navigate that system, even though it's difficult and can be challenging, there are people that will help you.
Always ask the question, is there another option? And the answer to the question is yes. How do I get you there? It can be creative.
And that's a great segue on how do I get there, because Eastern does open enrollment time from through December 7th, but they book up so fast. So talk to me about what you have available, what happens at these appointments, and if someone can't get one or they're not in this area, say that all the area agencies on aging that cover the entire state all have clinics. So there's one near you, but they also could be full. So what is someone to do?
Right. So, yeah, we do experience a very high call volume during this time of year, and we are almost full. We're really getting close to reaching that cap. So we can't guarantee an appointment with us. You would have a couple of options. One, if you are in a Medicare Advantage plan, there is an additional open enrollment period for you. So if you are in an Advantage plan January 1st, you have January 1st to March 31st to make a change. So you could go back to original Medicare and pick up a Part D plan and a Medigap if you wanted to, or you can change within Advantage plans. So that's one option if you are in an Advantage plan. The other, you can always call 1-800-MEDICARE, which is what we start to direct people to do when we are full. You can also go on the Medicare.gov website and use the plan finder yourself.
And how user-friendly is the Medicare.gov site? Even if someone's not really computer savvy, they could have a neighbor or a friend or a child, adult child, help them through it. But how friendly is it really? And does it dig as deep as what Harris would do in an appointment? What do you look for?
I mean, so typically we would say that it is easier for us to assist you with that.
I can see that.
But they also made some changes to the plan finder this year. So we ourselves are learning how to navigate through it. So you have two options when you go. Either you can, if you have a My Medicare account, you can log in using that, or you can create one. And it's pretty simple to create an account. Would have a lot of your information in there already. So if you are been on Medicare for a while, it should have your any prescriptions that you've charged to Medicare already in there. So that's a helpful starting point. If you don't want to set up an account or have problems with it, you can also go in sort of anonymously and enter all your medications manually and look at it that way. I think Harris can probably speak a little bit more about using it and how user-friendly that they found it.
The advantage of having a Medicare Advantage account is that all the medications you've gotten for the last year are loaded up. But anyway, if you just want to try it out, you can go in, you put in your zip code, your date of birth, and you list the meds. And the system's really good. The medications are spelled uniquely, but it gives you a hint. It allows you to change the dosage. It allows you to choose a drugstore that you like, and then it will compare the information you put in based on all the 26 plans that are available. You just need to watch sometimes. The cost for the year may be very accurate, but it may be that if you highlight that particular plan and show you that if you buy it from drugstore A, it's $1,000, drugstore B is $700, drugstore C or mail order is $600. See, but as long as you look, you can find the information.
And take your time. Don't get overwhelmed. Don't get panicked. And then how do you pay for it? You ask for their credit card or they make you send a check?
There's two ways. They'll give you 1-800 number, or you can push a button on the computer and says enroll now.
And that's all there is to it.
Bingo.
Kelsey Barnes, Harris Madsen, thank you so much. This was a great show with a lot of really useful information. If you want more information, you can call Eastern Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-432-7812 or medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE. That's it for me. This is Senior Talk. Thanks for listening.